You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
This morning we're back in 1 Thessalonians, returning to a passage just a few verses after the one that we looked at this past Monday. And we have, it's just a very short verse span. Today I'm going to read a couple verses before and one after, because I think it provides the right context for this word from Paul to the Thessalonians. So I'm starting here in verse 4 of chapter 5. "But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing." It's helpful, I think, to see here Paul being quite the good rhetorician. He's has a wordplay on the word sleep. He uses it in two different senses, and let's see how he does that to make his point. He's speaking about the day of the Lord that will come like a thief in the night, will surprise those who are not ready. And he says it will not surprise us because we're awake, we're alert, we're looking for that day. And goes on, and I think it's quite striking here. We're not of the darkness. And this phrase, children of light, children of the day, literally sons of the light, sons of the day. It's quite telling, I think. I was struck by this phrase that we're the offspring of the light. Christ himself is the light, but he also teaches us a way to walk that's also a way of light. He's the day spring, but he also teaches us a way of walking in the light of the day, a new way of walking. We're offspring. We belong to the day and the light. It's a powerful expression about our new standing in Christ and the kind of way that we're meant to walk. And so we're meant to stay awake, which is just the same word, by the way, we saw back in Mark. Watch, there, if you know the day, watch. Stay awake. We're meant to stay awake and be sober and not sleep. Here, sleep is a metaphor for moral darkness, for turning away from the Lord. And so being awake is being in the light in the day. Being asleep is being in moral darkness and turning away from the Lord. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober. And then Paul inserts here this one little phrase, very powerful, that may be worth following up on in your meditation. To put on, clothe ourselves with the breastplate of faith and love, and a helmet that is the hope of salvation. Instead of being drunk and asleep and giving way to immorality, we're meant to clothe ourselves with faith, hope, and love. These are meant to be our, in a sense, our garb, but also our armor against the temptations of the world. I think there's a powerful opening here for our meditation to consider what that means. He ends by saying, God has destined us for salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live with him. Now here, sleep doesn't mean moral darkness, it means death, which is how he used it back in the other chapter. He's playing with this idea of sleep, where we're not to be asleep in this life, but whether we wake or die or sleep, we will live with him. Remember just above in chapter 4, so we will always be with the Lord. Now it's we might live with him. Another way of saying the same thing. We live with him now, we will live with him in eternity. The final exhortation, I think, is important as well. Therefore, encourage one another. It's the verb from which we get the word paraclete, encourage or comfort one another. We need encouragement day by day to be sons of the light and sons of the day. We need that daily encouragement, and especially in a time in this pandemic when so many of us have been cut off from many of the avenues of encouragement. Let's really go out of our way to encourage one another and to think about how we might encourage those who are on their own, that they too might live by faith, hope, and love and stay awake for the coming of the Lord.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.